This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm taking you to Ireland, because after all, I'm Irish. Now, imagine standing on a cliff in Ireland, the wind moving faster than your thoughts, the grass glowing green as if lit from within. That's where his name lives, Patrick, as in St. Patrick's Day. It is March, after all. Born in Britain, yes, Britain, in the late 4th century, Patrick, as a teenager, was dragged from his home by raiders and sold into slavery on Irish soil. No one writes about that part on a pint glass, but that's where his story begins. Cold, hungry, barefoot, a frightened shepherd boy praying to God under an endless sky, far from home. For 6 years, he tended other people's sheep until something extraordinary shifted in him. He found faith, not in a church, but in silence, in longing, in the idea that maybe he wasn't forgotten. And then, one night, a voice in a dream told him to escape and go home. And so he did. Walking across the land he'd been bound to, he found a ship and somehow made it back to Britain, where he could have stayed forever. But he dreamed again, and this time his captors were calling him back. And so he returned to Ireland, not as a captive, but as a messenger, a shepherd again, but of souls this time. And that's the real miracle of St. Patrick. Not in driving snakes away, which, thanks to glacial formation, were likely never on the Green Island to begin with, but by walking back into the jaws that had once held him, carrying forgiveness in one hand and courage in the other. There he began his true mission. He built churches, baptized thousands, trained clergy, and spread a faith that took root in the rocky soil and never let go. Now, Saint Patrick was never formally made a saint by a pope in the modern, legalistic sense because that process had not yet been invented. Instead, he became recognized as a saint by early and widespread popular veneration and acceptance of him as a holy man and patron of his adopted Ireland, who lived simply, wrote prayers instead of manifestos, in the voice of a man who'd walked through fear and come out knowing that love is stronger. And Ireland took Patrick to heart, with the faith he kindled in a Middle Eastern rebel named Jesus glowing through the centuries until this very moment. St. Pat is now celebrated with his very own day. March 17th is marked with parades, good cheer, and green beer around the world. But underneath it all is still a kidnapped boy turned spiritual guide, a survivor turned servant, a foreigner who came to love the land that enslaved him so deeply that he made it his home. That's St. Patrick's Ireland. So when we lift a glass, walk in a parade, pin a shamrock on our coats, or lean in for that kiss because, after all, we are Irish, let's remember the man who proved that miracles aren't always magic, but sometimes far more mystical, removing the blocks to our innately human divine connection, not just once, but continuously throughout the centuries. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney, saying Erin go bra, and thanks for listening.